Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Friday on our mind, 8:11, Dean Richards joining us with some entertainment news. Yesterday it was Ravinia, and today Summerfest is on, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got all kinds of music news. Things are opening up again.
Love it.
Live music, you gotta love that. They announced the lineup for Milwaukee Summerfest that is just a stone's throw away from most of us. Jonas Brothers are going to headline on September the 8th. They'll have Chance the Rapper. They'll have Miley Cyrus, the Dave Matthews Band, Luke Bryant, among others, Nelly. They've got about 100 different artists. Now, normally, Summerfest would happen in July. They have moved it back to three consecutive weekends in September this year, so it's a little further back. Most of it is going to be outdoors. If you had tickets for last year's Summerfest, which was completely canceled, those tickets are still good for this year. And you can get more information, the full lineup, and purchase tickets for this year's show all at summerfest.com. But wait, you're saying to yourself, Dean, I love that, but I'm a Justin Bieber fan. What do I do? Justin Bieber also announced a world tour yesterday. Now, this isn't until next year, so this is really far off. In fact, it's almost a year to the day today that Justin Bieber's Justice World Tour will be kicking off, and it will be here in Chicago at the United Center on May 9th and 10th of 2022. So again, if you had tickets, this is the third postponement for this tour. So if you're holding tickets for any of the previous dates, those will be honored for the new date, United Center, May 9th and 10th. And yeah, so that's the latest with that. I don't need to tell you that, Bobby. Aren't you the president of the regional Justin Bieber fan club in Chicago?
Yeah, I'm a, I don't know what we call ourselves, Beebheads? What is it?
Beliebers.
Yeah, we're Beliebers, Bob.
Yeah, Joe Beliebers. Is a Belieber, too. Yeah. I have a feeling, Dean, you're going to be telling us about concert tours every day now
this
for a while.
This is all that I'm going to be doing.
That's okay.
Because everybody's announcing we're back in business again.
I've been waiting.
I can't wait. I mean, you know, we have some dates in the fall for theaters reopening in Broadway in Chicago and the Goodman and the Court Theater in Hyde Park. That, you know, they're all announcing. I cannot wait until, you know, we've got a full schedule of theaters going and all the big concert venues. But, you know, even I would say even more important than that, some of the smaller venues where little trios play and, you know, some of the smaller bands play. And let's get all of these musicians and tech people and all of the people who have been literally out of work for over a year. Let's get them back in business again.
Yeah, you know, so many places. We, a while back, talked to Joe Shanahan of Metro about his struggles. So, yeah, it'll be great after a year of announcing nothing but cancellations.
Yeah.
We have some
teeth. Can't wait until the Metro reopens. I haven't slam danced with anyone in over a year.
You know, so when I was working for Channel 2, I did a story covered the Plasmatics show at Club Metro. That was fascinating.
Yeah, if just in case you're never feeling old enough, go spend about a half an hour at the Metro, and that'll make you feel like you're ancient over there.
TV news to report today.
Yeah, the TV news that's out today is about Jesse Williams on Grey's Anatomy. He has announced that he is leaving the show. Jesse Williams, who is Dr. Jackson Avery on the show, is going to be making its final appearance on the May 20th episode. He is Chicago-born and has been on the show, I think, 12 years now, 12 seasons, something like that. So he is the latest to make his exit from the popular ABC drama.
I am officially, as of today, ending my use of the word quarantainment, when I would say Dean will be coming up on this Friday with his quarantainment picks. No more. Now it's all about new movies for the weekend.
Yeah, a few things are only on streaming, but this week really is the first week that we've got Probably the majority of the movies mm-hmm. that are opening in theaters only.
Mm-hmm. And let me get a quick break in here, Gene, and then we'll go over the list. And I want to hear about the one that really intrigues me, and this is the one I told you yesterday is going to actually get me back into the theaters. Let's do this first.
Bob Surratt. That old DJ is worth listening to.
Bob Surratt, start your day.
Talking to Dean Richards, I am really intrigued by this Billy Crystal movie, Dean.
It is. It's funny. It is sweet. It's a little bit emotional. I think it works on all cylinders. It's called Here Today. Billy Crystal teaming up with Tiffany Haddish, two people who really are, you know, sort of at the top of their games. Billy Crystal, you know, when you see him in this movie, you're just going to remember why he is one of the best comedic actors out there. This is a movie that he has co-written and also directs and co-stars with Tiffany Haddish. He plays sort of this, you know, veteran TV comedy writer. He's the senior member on a staff of comedy writers on sort of a Daily Show or Saturday Night Live kind of show. Everybody else, all the other writers are, you know, all these young men and women, and he's sort of the elder that is sometimes taken for granted. He meets up with this very rough around the edges, I guess you might say, street singer, Tiffany Haddish. They form a friendship, and they're just, you know, kind of an odd couple, a generation gap, odd couple, I guess you might say. Part of the story that becomes emotional is that the Billy Crystal character is beginning to lose his memory. And it's beginning to get lost every day. And this, you know, really kind of rough around the edges singer who won an opportunity to meet the comedy writer at an auction, even though she didn't even know who he was, gets really, really close with him and helps him to appreciate every single minute that he's got, all the people around him who are in his life. It's a very sweet comedy, and Crystal is great. Tiffany Haddish is so much more than we've seen her in most of the movies that she's been in. Normally she's, you know, kind of the Tiffany Haddish that we know from stand-up, but she is very sweet and funny in this movie. And the subject of dementia and Alzheimer's is handled very delicately in this and very sweetly. So I really like this movie. I gave it Dean's List B+. Now, it is only in theaters. You have mm-hmm. to, if you want to see this one, you're going to have to venture back into theaters again, which are still exercising social distancing. Most of the theaters are still doing, you know, sanitation after every screening. But if you want to see the movie, that's the way that you're going to see this one. Highly recommended, though.
Yeah, I think that'll do well.
I think people are looking for a comedy right now.
Yeah, and a lot of people have been vaccinated, so I think they're going to feel better about going to the theater.
Right. If you see somebody wearing a hazmat suit in the theater, that'll be Bob, just so you know.
No, it won't. And so a lot of streaming on debuting this weekend,
yeah,
or not?
There's a few. There's a new superhero series that's on Netflix that's called Jupiter's Legacy. Some of you who are into comic books will know this series sort of from the mid-2000s or so. It is being adapted into an 8-episode first season on Netflix. It's a story of a group of old-school superheroes. They've been around since the 1930s, reconciling their kids who are also have superpowers. The kids trying to live up to their parents' expectations. Josh Duhamel is in it, and Leslie Bibb and Ben Daniels, among others. There is a documentary that I cannot recommend enough to you that's called The Boy from Medellin. Some people pronounce it Medellin. Colombians pronounce it Medellin. Either way, it is about the Colombian singer J Balvin, who is one of the biggest superstars in Latin music right now. It's the story of his career and his life, and follows him as he's getting ready for One of the biggest concerts that he'll ever do in his life in Colombia, while the streets of his hometown are exploding with political unrest. The music is amazing. It's a very interesting story about J Balvin, but also about the political situation in Colombia right now. And that one is streaming on Amazon Prime.
What's that one called?
That one is called The Boy from Medellin.
All right, sounds
Medellin
good.
Medellin or Medellin.
Okay.
Depending on your dialect of Spanish, I guess. Also, there is a movie that is opening in theaters called Wrath of Man. If you like action movies, Jason Statham plays an armored truck driver who's got some special skills. It's kind of a revenge action thriller. That one I gave a Dean's List C, and is in theaters. And, you know, for the Mother's Day weekend, there are so many, a million movies about mom. I picked Mamma Mia, the ABBA movie, because it's about a story of several generations of moms in there. I love the stage play Mamma Mia. Longtime listeners will remember how much I trashed this movie because of the terrible singing by some of the actors in it. But I think the years have mellowed me on this. And if you're looking for just you know, something fun to watch with mom, Mamma Mia will definitely do the trick. Try not to listen to Pierce Brosnan singing.
I'll go with Albert Brooks and Debbie Reynolds in Mother.
Yeah.
And but Grandma, I think, wants to see a Fast and Furious movie. So,
of course he does.
I'm sure
it's all about family. That series, that franchise is all about family, as Vin Diesel's told me a million times.
Enjoy the weekend. Thank you,
too, guys. Bye.
Talk to you on Monday.